CLIL B, ICT. Exercise 1, page 150.
Quantum computing. In 1943, the co-founder of IBM, Thomas J. Watson, said 5 computers were all that were needed to fulfill the computing needs of the entire planet. These days, this statement seems incredibly short-sighted. Processors have gone from huge room-sized machines to tiny silicon chips, smaller than a postage stamp. In fact, in 1975, the co-founder of Intel, George Moore, formulated Moore's Law, which states that every 2 years, the number of transistors that could fit on a computer chip would double. Moore's Law has held up until now, but some experts are saying that traditional silicon microprocessors will only continue to shrink and improve for at most the next 5 years. This realization has sent the world of computing into a panic. Now that silicon transistors are even smaller than bacteria, they cannot physically get any smaller. In the face of this, computer scientists are looking for new ways to make processors. They are looking into the strange, unpredictable world of quantum mechanics. The core of traditional computing is the bit. A bit is a single unit of data that can either be on or off, like a light switch. If you want to add more binary data, you have to add another bit. But because of the unusual properties of particles at the atomic level, quantum bits, or qubits, behave in a different way. At the quantum level, a qubit can essentially be on and off at the same time. This means that unlike a normal bit, a single qubit bit can be in various combinations of states. The effect is an enormous increase in processing speed, since a quantum processor can perform several operations simultaneously rather than performing them one after another. The problem is that the tangled, unpredictable nature of qubits makes it incredibly difficult to keep them in a stable state for longer than a few millionths of a second. But what are the applications of quantum computing? The biggest application is likely to be in data encryption. It would take a conventional computer millions of years to run through all the possible keys for a code, but a quantum computer could theoretically check all the possibilities at once, instantly cracking the code. It's hard to overestimate the effect this will have on data encryption. Nothing encrypted in the traditional way will be safe. Scientists are still trying to fathom the full consequences of this technology, but one thing is certain. The advent of quantum computing will change everything.